Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and hope tech. Welcome to the Word from the Point radio show and podcast. My name is Kwame Venter. Going to be your host today on this Friday, January 15th, 2021. Cloudy day here in Richmond, Virginia. I hope everybody rested well and will have a wonderful day and weekend. Today is Factual Friday. And I want to talk about what's going on here in this country called the United States of America. You know, for the last year, we've been, they have been dealing with this thing called COVID-19, which is a global pandemic that basically has caused a lot of people to get sick, a lot of people died, and many people have lost their jobs, many people have become homeless because of COVID-19. It's a virus. It's a highly contagious virus. So it's suggested, almost mandatory, that if you leave your house, you need to have a way to get mask so that you won't spread the virus or pick up the virus from somebody else. So right now, everybody's walking around with a mask on their face. Yeah. And last month in December, there was over 140,000 unemployment applications because millions of people have lost their jobs also because of COVID-19. And another thing that has taken place this past year is that we had a presidential election, and Joe Biden, who ran against him. Well, Donald Trump said that there was some fraud that took place, voter fraud took place, and that the Democratic Party actually cheated. So that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, two people who have been actively involved in the war against the black family for decades, to win the position of president and vice president of the United States. Donald Trump, we know, there's no doubt about it, you know, his base support is basically uneducated, backwards thinking Europeans who just hate everything except themselves. And they really hate themselves too. They just don't know that. But that's because they're deprogrammed. They don't know better. Because that's what this system has was created for, designed for, to keep the people separated, fighting amongst each other. So it continues on. So you know that Donald Trump had a rally last week in front of the White House. And he basically instructed his people to go down to the Capitol and try to convince the Republicans not to certify Joe Biden as being the president of the United States so that Donald Trump can remain president. And they did that. He went down there and they broke past barricades. The news said some were even let in by some of the police officers that were there. There wasn't enough military or police officers to hold back this crowd of thousands of angry white men and women who broke into the Capitol, ransacked the Capitol, vandalized the state Capitol, stole computers. And guess what else they did? They left human waste all over the place. And guess who had to pick it up and clean it up? Yeah. I'm not even going to say it. You know, the people who do those type of jobs, people that look like me and you. And so that's what's going on. You know, we are at a crossroads here in this country. Now, we also are in a economic decline, basically. The dollar continuously loses its value, and people are being evicted from their homes. And I've seen some reports that this vaccine has caused some serious side effects on some people. And a lot of people are being censored right now. Anybody that speaks out against this vaccine is being censored. Anybody that alleges that there was voter fraud is being censored. Not by the government, but by social media, which makes me think that the social media platforms that we use, Twitter and Facebook, LinkedIn, are controlled by the government. And I could be wrong, but that's apparently what it looks like. If anybody that has a different opinion about what's going on here in this country, their YouTube channels have been suspended indefinitely. Twitter accounts suspended indefinitely. So people kicked off of Facebook. These are major people's outlets that people express their opinions and share information with other people, you know, other than the, you know, the three major networks, ABC and CBS, which are all controlled by the Rothschild family. For those who do not know anything about Rothschild family, you might want to, you know, do some research to find out what really happened to this country back in 1913 when the Federal Reserve was created, which is not the federal government, which they don't teach it in school. Federal Reserve is the private banking industry, cartel, I call it, owned by some private families. And that's who this country's owes, what, $27 trillion in debt to. You know, and then you should think about it. Why would this country be in debt to anybody? You know, Abraham Lincoln tried to tell the people that the government should be the only one that should issue money and credit to the people, you know, so that the people could be in charge instead of the bankers being in charge of this economy. See what happened here? Underneath the yoke of the Federal Reserve was Kennedy. See what happened to him? Gaddafi decided that he wanted Africa to be have their own currency. They didn't want it. They were debt-free country. They had gold reserves all over the continent of Africa, trying to come up with a common currency for African nations. And see what happened to him? So with that being said, the Federal Reserve has more power than any government agency here in the United States. Okay, they control the money, so they control everything that goes on. And there is a way out, though. You see, back in 2009, a guy named Satoshi came up with this thing called cryptocurrency. And back in 2009, he did this. One, digital currency, don't hold it in your hand for about a penny. Today, one digital currency is worth about $40,000. That made thousands of millionaires because some people found out about it and some people had the vision to hold on to that coin and be patient and accumulate as many as they could. Eventually, hit about $20,000 about a year ago. And then it dropped that down to about $60,000, $30,000 coin. And a lot of people got scared and ran away and sold their coins. You know, and that's normal. But then this year, and in the past year, coin just kept going up and up and up and up, $40,000 coin. A lot of people, you know, got in, and then they saw it drop down to about 30,000 again, and they sold again. Now it's going back up. So we have to have vision, and we have to have patience. This new technology, cryptocurrency, is the people's money. It is the way for us to get from underneath the yoke of the Federal Reserve monetary system that's because it was created. And I'm not saying we shouldn't pay taxes or anything like that. Don't get me wrong, I'm not a financial advisor. But I understand that cryptocurrency is the future of money. There are thousands of cryptocurrencies, so you don't want to get scammed and get involved with the wrong one. There's a few. Do your own research. Find out. But I want to suggest one particular cryptocurrency. Actually, I want to suggest two cryptocurrencies. Okay. One is called the G999 or the G999. We've partnered up with a company called Gold Standard Partners, where you can open up an account to start accumulating this cryptocurrency that's less than 2 cents right now. It's less than a penny right now. And it's going to be used on the mainnet. The mainnet, and you can go check out the mainnet. G999main.net is the address to look at our blockchain. It's going to be able to use it for voice over blockchain, email over blockchain, and other applications will be on this blockchain. Gold Standard Partners is the first network marketing company operating on blockchain in real time. If you share this information with other people and they decide they want to acquire this cryptocurrency, that it's going to go up in value, it's almost guaranteed because of our deflationary model that has been programmed into the blockchain. If you share this with other people and they acquire this G999 cryptocurrency, you can get paid in real time in Bitcoin or Ethereum, the two major cryptocurrencies that's on the market today. And the other cryptocurrency that I want to share is called the V999. V, like Victor, Victoria, Victory, G999. And this particular cryptocurrency is backed by a tenth of a gram of gold. It's a stable cryptocurrency. So when this coin becomes readily available to the general population, it'll be a way to take your profits that you make from other cryptocurrencies and put it in a safe and secure store of value, digital gold, that you can also turn into physical gold. Because gold is real money. It's always been that way for centuries. Gold has been accepted in almost every culture on the planet as real money. So gold is what we call God's money. Cryptocurrency is what we call the people's money. And that fiat currency that we all think is real money, that's the government's money. And if you do your history, if you study history, you'll find out that every fiat currency in history has returned zero value. As I said, the dollar has lost value. It's actually lost 98% of its buying power since it was created, while gold has increased over 6,000%. In value since the dollar's great. But don't get caught holding the wrong bag. Do your research. There's going to be a link here where you can click on, watch a couple of videos and get more information. We do live presentations 6 days a week, 12 noon at 9 p.m. Eastern time. We also do a power call at 1045. Goldrocks.info is the website you want to go to. Their password is secret, so you have to get with me or a person that shares it with you, find out what the password is. But you can start a home-based business, place to be right now because of all the turmoil and all the diseases that's out there. You can start a home-based business today for absolutely zero cost from the comfort of your home. Unlimited income, from the comfort of your home. We'll be back here Monday, 8:30. Hey, I'm standard time. Peace, power, and love. Be safe and prosperous. Mm-hmm.